Come on up, guys. We are joined now by the winner of the 24th annual Brantley Gilbert Big Machine Brickyard 400. That is Casey Kane, driver of the number 5 Farmers Insurance Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. And we have track president Doug Bowles. Doug, you have something you'd like to present here to Casey?
Yeah, I'm excited to present to this. This is my dehydration brother. I got dehydrated in 2013, so he knows what it's like in our infield care center here now. But our folks at Jostens have a championship ring here that we're going to present to you. What a great race, by the way. It was a lot of fun. We're really excited. I don't know if you heard it, but the PA at one point in time towards the end was saying, who's for Kozlowski and who's for Casey Kane? The crowd exploded. It reminded me of the days when they asked about that with Tony Kanaan running up front. So I'll open this up for you. Present you with your...
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay, you can take it off there. Okay, you got it, man. Absolutely.
Well, Casey, why don't you pull up a seat and stay a while? You had quite a race out there today. Your first victory since 2014, the 18th career victory. But it was one of those wild, crazy, did that really kind of happen kind of days. And then you find your way to victory lane. Were you able to make that happen today?
Yeah, I mean, I was just not going to give up. First off, we had the strategy worked out perfectly when we pitted and we got to the lead. We'd been running like 11th to 14th, somewhere in there, I feel like, and had a pretty good car at the time once we got it to turn. Early on, I was on the tight side, but once we got it to turn, it was actually pretty quick, and we just needed to get the track position, and everything worked out perfectly on that strategy. We got to the front, and then it was restart after restart. We got the first one and was pulling away. Then there's a wreck. Then the second one, we were 3 wide into 3. There's a wreck. And then the next one, Kozlowski kind of figured out how to get the lead there. And then the final one, we were able to get the lead back. So I had a great car out front. I had a pretty good car all day long. It was just a matter of kind of getting that last little bit of turn in the car and then controlling the track bar to keep rear gripping it as the tires weren't off. But I was really happy. Unbelievable to win in Indianapolis. Unbelievable to win a cup race. It's been a while, and it feels really good for myself and my confidence, and I know it's great for our team. We need it as a team, so just really, you know, excited. I moved here in 1999 and lived here for three summers, raced sprint cars, midgets all around the area, and this was the track that I always wanted to win at and dreamed of racing at. First off, me and my dad, when we first moved here, we got a shop on Gasoline Alley, and then we came over, went to the museum, and then got in a bus, and they bussed us around the track and got to feel the track in a bus, and that was a really cool day. That was in 1999, and that was a blast to be part of that with my dad, and then to be able to race here starting in 04. Came close at winning some races early on, and led a lot of laps in 12, I think, or 13, and was close again, and to pull it off this year is unbelievable.
Congratulations. We're going to open up the floor. The questions, we're going to start with Bob, then go to Kenny, and then to Jerry.
Bob Pockrass, ESPN. If you're the leader going into overtime like you were, is that a race that you have to win? Or is that a race that you should win if you are a Hendrick driver or a driver considered to be an elite driver?
Well, I think it's one of those things that you as a driver, all you're trying to do is everything correctly and control. As the leader, you're trying to control it, right? That's your prize for being the leader, is to control the restart, and they put marks on the wall, and you get to control it in those areas. And I didn't get to control that one restart, so I was confused as can be why the guy in second gets to control the start. And then before I was even going, I was getting pushed from behind because the inside row was going. So it made sense why Denny was pushing me, but I'm the one that gets to control it. So that one didn't work out very well. The other ones did. The final one, we started second, and I had a great restart with, you know, engine-wise, gearing-wise, and was able to clear Brad off turn one, and it worked out perfect. We got the win. But as an elite driver, you want to win that, but there's a bunch of guys that want to win it. So you know, you do all that you possibly can, and it fell in our favor today.
Kenny?
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. Casey, there's been a lot of talk about your team struggles the last couple of years. Did you ever wonder if you were going to win again?
Oh, man. It's been a while since I've won, so, I mean, you have to wonder, like, you know, as a driver, all I want to do is win. All I want to do is perform, and I put the effort in each week, whether it's at the shop, whether it's physically, mentally, at the race shop, trying to prepare, watching videos, looking through old notes, like, how can we be better? And my team works really hard as well. But we haven't had the performance. We haven't ran up front. You know, we don't lead a lot of laps. We don't lead many laps. So, yeah, I mean, those things have to cross your mind. If they don't, then something would be wrong, I would think. But I think a win like today can give myself confidence and momentum, our whole team a boost, which is something that we need. You know, we work hard too, but the guys that are winning and running up front, their momentum, their confidence is tough to keep up with when it's been a couple years. So, yeah, I feel like this is a huge win for us. Being at the Brickyard, I mean, means even more to me. And one of the toughest, biggest races that you can win in NASCAR. So, yeah, it feels really, really good.
We'll go next to Jerry, then to Dick.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Over to your right, Casey. Just 3 weeks ago, you and I actually take that question a little further from Kenny. We were talking, and you said you still had wins in you. You just didn't know when they would come. You ever dream that it would be 3 weeks later at the Brickyard?
I don't know. This is a track that I've always wanted to win at. I feel like I've been actually really fast here since I started. 2004, we had one of the best cars here. Jeff Gordon won, but we had to pass the field from the back, and we're able to, and I think we ran fourth. But, you know, 05 battle with Tony all the way to the end. He got his first win at the Brickyard, and we were right there with him the whole time. So it's, to me, it's always been a track that I felt really good about and confident with. To win here is unreal. You know, I've been to all the races here. I've been to Brickyards. I've been to 500s. Been to Formula One races. I went around the track in a bus with my dad. Like, this place is pretty neat. I got kicked off the track once when I was at Gasoline Alley. I was jogging, and I came here, and I jumped a fence because I wanted to run around the racetrack. And, I mean, it didn't take but probably 2 minutes, and they were on me in a truck. So, and it wasn't like a race weekend. It was just an open day. So it's pretty wild. This is a neat place. And I've, you know, spent a lot of time here thinking and dreaming about winning at this track, and literally just racing at it was pretty awesome.
Dick?
Casey, you talk about all the technical stuff you did, but how deep was the determination to accomplish that, you know, being a special place to you?
Absolutely. I was sitting on the front stretch after they gave the two the lead. We were sitting there for 20 minutes or 15 minutes, and all I could think about was, you know, what can I do here? What can I do here and to not let this go? And I could picture a couple restarts in my mind from other racetracks. Myself and Jeff Gordon had a restart here in 12 or 13. And I could picture those things and just trying to run them through my mind on what I needed to do, and it worked out, you know. And I knew I needed separation when I got it to turn one, and we were able to get back to the throttle right away and get clear. So, yeah, the determination was there. My body was lacking fluid, and I was cramping pretty badly, but it didn't matter at that point. It was just all about trying to win at the Brickyard.
We'll go to Jeffrey, Chris, Dustin, then back to Bob.
Casey, Jeffrey Miller, Athlon Sports. Can you talk about how you're feeling now and what it was like the last few laps and what sent you to the infield care center?
Yeah, I feel really good now. I went and got some IV and huge bag of fluids, so I feel great. I feel like I could probably go race right now, but I was struggling there. Before the first red, my left leg was cramping, so I knew then I was out of fluids. And my left calf had started long before that under braking. Then after the reds, my right leg started in my chest and my rib and my left arm, and it just kept getting worse. But I've cramped before, so it wasn't like the end of the world or anything, but you just, like, on a restart, as soon as I get to wide open throttle, my leg would cramp out. So then it was kind of like to backpedal and stuff was a bit annoying, but it was what it was. I just sweated way too much, I guess, and I didn't drink near enough fluid. I work out hard. I'd bike, I'd train, I'd run, do a lot of different things, swim, and didn't really help me today, I don't think.
Chris?
ChrisKnightCatchNets.com. Casey, just wondering, now that you're in the playoffs, how do you guys move forward with the five team with your approach? And then what did Rick Hendrick say to you in Victory Lane?
He was just really excited and proud of us to finally get a win. I slapped all my guys five on the wall and just felt really good about that, seeing the guys up on the wall, how excited they were. And I climbed back in the car. It was a late race, so we're not going to do an interview out there. We need to get to the Victory Lane. And I saw him standing at the gate, and I'm like, and he was trying to come over. So then he came over, and he was just really happy that we won and just told me great job and asked me if I needed any fluids and things because he could see I was hurting. But, yeah, it was just neat to – it's always neat to win. Like, ever since I started racing for anybody, even my dad, even Steve Lewis back when I raced the 991 car here, the midget – like, if you see the owner after you win and how happy they are and excited they are, I mean, that's a great feeling. And that's what I saw with Mr. H today, and it felt really good. I have that same feeling when Brad Sweet, Darren Pittman win sprint car races. It's like, it just feels, you know, really good. You're proud of them. You're proud of your driver, your team, and you're proud of what you do and what you put into the sport and as from an owner. So, like, I was it was neat to see him come over to the car, give me a hug, like, I'm in the car, so he couldn't really get in there, but it worked out pretty well. Approach the playoffs. We're a little ways away from the playoffs, so we need to keep getting better. You know, I think we need to really figure out how to qualify better, get that track position. Today, the track position was key. Once I got to the front, I felt great, you know, and when I was in clean air in the back, I felt great too, but it was just a matter of getting to where we needed to be, and so we need to really work on that. There's a couple other things we need to work on with the car and the braking and things that I'm struggled with early on in this race. We fixed it the last half of the race, but the first half I was struggling with my braking and picking up throttle and how it would point the car the wrong direction. So we still have a lot to work on for sure, but we are heading in the right direction. We won a big race today, and I feel good about it, man. I feel like I can still race these cars. I've known that, and I've wanted to, and I have the passion to, so to be able to get a win at this track and this stage was great for our whole team today, for sure.
We'll go to Dustin, Bob, then Lee.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You mentioned earlier, you talked about being tough to keep up with the guys who win and have a lot of success in the sense of the confidence. Can you kind of further explain what the challenge is? This is only one race, so there's still more you've got to build, but how this might help and kind of just more that idea you were talking about?
Well, I think it helps me personally. I think it helps. It has to help the driver. But from a team standpoint, when you're, like, working as hard as you can every single week, putting in tons of hours, you're away from your family, all this stuff's going on, you're not getting results for 2 years. Like, at some point, there's no way that me as a driver or my team guys are – doing what some of the other teams are doing. I mean, it's just the way that life is, I think. It's the way that we work. So I would hope that this would give us all confidence and give us momentum and push us to, yeah, we've been at the shop giving 100%, or, you know, but now we really are giving 100%, and now we are really excited to go to the next race because we didn't run 15th or 18th or crash today. We actually won the Brickyard 400. So I just think that it helps me and it helps my guys, and I don't see how that can't make us better the last 17 races of the year.
How much did you need? I mean, you talk about passion, you say you put in the work and put in the time, and you're doing all that, so how much do you feel like this will help you personally?
Maybe just be more like excited to be at the track, you know, more excited to be. I love driving the cars. I love racing. I go and race my sprint car when I have time because I enjoy that stuff. But just be a little more happy in doing it, you know. Like, there's a lot of reasons to be happy. And after a win like this, you know, hopefully that gets all of us just pointed in the right direction a little bit better, working for each other a little bit more and having faith in each other, you know. I think all those things help. And there has to be things that you lack after a couple years of not winning races. You know, and especially when you have great, you know, Jimmy Johnson, the guy still wins. He wins all the time. Like, he's unbelievable. So to have a teammate like that, and then we're not performing as well as we need to or want to, It beats on you a little bit, so this has to help.
Kind of along those lines, Rick said that the plans aren't set for the five car neck for next year. I mean, do you think after this win, wow, this could help me stay at Hendrick Motorsports, or do you just look, you just perform the best you can perform and wherever chips kind of fall where they may?
Yeah, I mean, I think this just shows that I still want to win races. This shows that I gave it all that I can to get a win, you know, and shows that I'm passionate about driving stock cars and that I can still win races too. So I have a deal through 2018 with Hendrick Motorsports, and hear a lot of things, but I don't know, tough to say exactly what's going to happen because I don't know at this point in time, but I know that me and Mr. H will figure it out. But I think this just shows that I want to do it and that I still have the drive and passion to do it, and I enjoy it. So I'm going to keep trying hard. I know that.
We'll go to Lee, and we'll finish with Caleb.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Congratulations, first of all.
Thanks.
What were you thinking when Jimmy took you guys three wide on the backstretch?
Well, Jimmy didn't have any options to. I mean, he had the run. Me and Brad were both – Brad was probably a little on the tight side being up there, so trying to finish the throttle on the tight side. I was loose. I was sideways under Brad and, like, slid all the way to his door off turn two. And Jimmy was coming from behind, had a little gap getting into the corner, and was able to get the run. So his only option was to put us three wide. But we all had about the same amount of speed down the whole straightaway. So it was – and nobody lifted getting into turn three. So it was – I'm surprised that all of us – or that two of us even came out of that. Like, I could have saw all three of us being in the wall at that point. But, you know, we both came out of it. Hate that Jimmy got in that wreck. He was sideways really early. And I'd have to watch it again to see it really well. But I felt like he was sideways early coming my direction pretty quickly. And I think I bounced off the two also. So it was wild. There's no other options. It was three wide going into turn three. That's the way it was going to be.
And I talked to Ricky Craven a while back about being that car at Hendrick Motorsports. You're not the 24. You're not the 48. You're that car. It might be Papa Joe's car. It might be the 25 car, but you're that car. And he says everybody wants to tell you what you need to do to improve your job, but you kind of have to find that within to make that happen. Who have you relied on during this three-year drought when you know you have the talent, you know you have the equipment, but the numbers just aren't there? Who do you lean on to get through those tough times?
That's tough. I mean, that's actually a really tough question because I don't really lean on a lot. You know, I think the best thing for me is I get a call from Tanner on FaceTime after a race and I'm instantly happy for my son. So, like, that's who I got to, like, stay happy and grounded in my life. But as far as the team stuff goes, I just keep trying hard. I keep working hard and I keep wanting it. You know, and it just doesn't seem to happen all the time. So I don't know. We haven't just kind of feel like you're out on your own little deal a lot of the times, your own little island, and just trying to do the best that you can. And things don't work out for us too often. So it was great to win today. It was great to get up front and be able to, you know, close it, get in front of the two, win the race at the Brickyard in Indianapolis. I mean, it is unbelievable. But, yeah, it's really, I don't know, I didn't really have anybody, to tell you the truth. I feel like I kind of enjoy life a lot because of my son and just try to show up at the track and do the best that I possibly can and put the work in during the week. But that doesn't mean you're going to run well. Everybody's putting the work in. The competition's so tight, so close. You know, you need that little bit of extra all the time. And hopefully this win will give us some of that because we definitely haven't had it.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Dodgers. You've been running up front, but bad luck seems to plague you every race. How does it feel to finally be able to burst through that barrier of bad luck to get the victory here at the Brickyard?
It feels good because I think today was actually the strategy and the way that the caution came at that exact time was complete luck. So the luck was on my side more than anyone else's today. And for us to, you know, finish it off and get the win on that type of a, I don't know if I've ever won a race before, like because of luck like that to get to the front, you know, like we did. So I think the strategy, the caution, like the luck was on the five car side today, and I was able to pull it off. So yeah, it's feels pretty good.
Well, Casey, congratulations again on the win. Good luck next week at another track where you've made some good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot.